Thank you for calling Exceedance Claims Management. My name is Jamie. How may I help you?
Hi, Jamie. I have a caller. Well, not a caller. I have a DSP, Arrowhead Logistics, on my back line. The manager calling, his name is Cesar Rivera. And apparently one of his drivers had a single vehicle accident with an apartment complex today in the state of Arizona. And he is looking to get a claim filed.
Okay, you can send him over.
Okay. All right, Cesar, are you still on the line with me? Oh, Cesar?
Oh, sorry. I don't know why I had you on mute. I'm here.
Oh, okay. I do have a representative from Exceedance on the line here, and they'll go ahead and take over the call from here.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for calling Sedgwick, and you have a great rest of your day.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, this is Jamie with Exceedance. How are you doing?
Pretty good. Yourself?
Good. The gentleman said the date of accident was today. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. And do you have your policy number?
Yeah. Are you ready?
Yes.
ALA200860-28.
Okay. And you're the DSP?
Yes.
All right. Just a moment. Arrowhead Logistics?
Yes.
And do you have the VIN number for your insured vehicle?
Whenever you're ready.
Okay, I'm ready.
Let me just make sure I got the right one. Okay. 1FTYR3XM6KKB13588.
Okay, just a second. At the beginning of it, was it 1F as in Frank, P as in Peter?
No, T as in toy.
FT. All right, give me just a second. And this is for 19th Ward Transit?
Yes.
Okay, and what was the time of the accident?
Say it again.
What time did the accident occur?
Let me check when he called me. Happened at 10:30.
Just a second, let me input some information in. Okay, and are you Joseph?
No, I'm one of his supervisors. My name is Caesar.
Okay, and a contact number for you,
Five
would it
two.
be the 602 number?
No, my number is 520-286-5158.
Okay, do you have the address where the accident occurred?
Yes, one sec. Okay, you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry, I just want to make double sure that I was at the right one. It's going to be 5601 East 5th Street, Tucson, Arizona, 85711.
Okay, and a brief description of what happened?
Driver made a sharp right, hit the top right side underneath, like right above the sliding door against the awning of the apartment complex. So he had a parking awning.
Okay, so the insured driver made a sharp right turn and hit the awning on the building?
Yeah, but like, but literally just the awning, and then he hit the top, like on the roof, right above the sliding door on the right side.
Okay, just a second. Okay, and this was at the Beverly on 5th apartment?
Yeah. Yeah.
And what's the damage description for your vehicle?
He damaged the top right side of the roof.
And was the vehicle towed?
No, we drove it back.
And who was the driver?
His name is Wayne, W-A-Y-N-E, Gutierrez, B-U-T-I-E-R-E-Z.
Do you have an address for Wayne?
Yes. 3740 West Bilby Road, Tucson, Arizona, 85746.
How do you spell the name of that street?
Bilby, B-I-L-B-Y.
Okay, do you have an email and telephone number for Wayne?
Yeah, the number is 520-449-1166. And then his email is gutierrezwayne38@gmail.com.
38@gmail.com?
Yeah.
Do you have Wayne's driver's license number and issuing state?
Yeah, whenever you're ready.
Okay, I'm ready.
D as in dog. 0-617-1168. AZ. And then, I don't know if you need the expiration.
Do you have the issuing date?
No, they just gave me the I just have the expired date. Here, let me check my other website. I could probably get it for you.
And there was no injuries, correct?
No. Oh, crap. I'm going to have to... Is there any way I can get that for you later?
Yeah, that's fine. You don't have to give it to me right now.
Okay.
Did he have a passenger in the vehicle with him?
No, they drive by themselves.
Okay. And who's the owner of this apartment?
This I can't tell you, to be honest.
Okay.
Yeah, he waited and no maintenance man came or anything, so I just told him to call Amazon, and then that was about it.
Do you have a phone number or an email for the apartment complex?
No, I only get addresses. I'm sure I can get it for you, but as of right now, he was just there by himself. He didn't have nobody to talk to, so he didn't have a way to get any info.
And was the police involved? Did they come out?
No.
Any cameras or a witness that you know of?
Oh, we have cameras in our vans. I can have them pull the footage.
Give me just a second. I'll get you the claim number and the adjuster's information.
Okay, works for me.
Okay, are you ready to write this down? Okay, claim number is XC dash ORCA dash
OR.
ORC as in Charlie A
Also, Orca.
dash.
Okay, sorry. Can you start over? I'm sorry. I got sidetracked for a second.
Yeah, XC dash
XC. Okay.
ORCA
ORCA.
dash 24
24.
dash 04314.
04314.
Yeah, and the adjuster is Jordan, Jordan, Leverone, LEV as in Victor, ERONE.
So, is there any way you can get in contact with him? Because I've been trying to get in contact with a guy for like a month now about another van, and he doesn't respond to me or anything. Or is there a way we can get another adjuster? Because I've tried to contact this man. This is the same adjuster that I had before, and they don't answer.
I mean,
So,
I
if you
can
can
give you
have him call
the.
me or something, yeah, that'd be great.
Okay, I can give you his supervisor's information as well.
Thank you. That would be appreciated.
Okay, her name is Amanda Countryman, like countryman,
Countryman.
one word.
Yeah.
And her email is amanda.countryman
Amanda dot.
at
Okay.
xclaims.claims.
X claims. So at X claims.
Dot claims.
Dot claims. Okay.
Yeah. And her number is 228-273-4392.
4392.
And you want to hold, and I'll see if I can get either one on the phone and get you transferred over.
No, if he's busy, I just need him to get in contact with him because once I do, I need to talk to him about another claim number, another claim that we submitted.
Okay. Okay, so I'll get this information over and someone should give you a call back.
Cool. That works for me.
All right, you have a good day. Thank you for calling Exceda.
Thank you.